And now, back to our team coverage of the 2023 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
She may want to cry, she may want to laugh, but Safwan Hassan, you are the Chicago Marathon 2023 winner and new women's course record holder at an unofficial 2:13:47.
It's a record-setting Sunday on The Score. Can I give that one another shot? No, I was okay with that. Oh, wow. What a day here on The Score's broadcast of the 45th Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Josh Liss with Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox. I'm also joined here at the finish line by our insiders and experts who follow the lead fields, Chris Wehrman and Trenier Moser. Guys, what an amazing day. The men's world record was smashed, and in a one-of-a-kind scene, the winner, the 23-year-old from Kenya, Kelvin Kiptum, jogged over and congratulated Khalid Kanucci in the stands, who once set the record here, the last man to set the world record in Chicago back in 1999. The legends came out to watch Kelvin Kiptum and others today, and Kiptum did not disappoint, putting in a world record performance. Yep, world record men's marathon today on The Score, 2 hours, 35 seconds, smashing it by over 30 seconds. Jenny Spangler, history was made, happy to be a part of it, and we called it all along the way. Kelvin Kiptum is one of a kind.
Absolutely. We knew it was going to be a special day. All the stars were aligned with the competition. We had deep field, pacers set up. The weather was pitch perfect. It was just up to them to deliver, and they delivered.
Kelvin Kiptum delivered with a men's world record, just over 2 hours. Amazing. Safwan Hassan moved ahead of two-time champion Ruth Chepngetich about the halfway mark and set a course record under 2:14. Amazing. While Switzerland's Catherine De Bruyne and Marcel Hoog won the chair races. But the men's world record has us buzzed, and Josh Cox, this guy, Kelvin Kiptum, at age 23, what were we doing? What were you doing when you were 20? I know you're an accomplished distance runner, but man, could you ever imagine being smart enough or maybe dumb enough to think you can do it?
Just an amazing performance by Kiptum. And we talked about records from the outset. We knew we had the conditions today, and today was the day of records. World record on the men's side by Kiptum, a course record on the women's side by Hassan, two American men under the Olympic standard, Mance and Young. And we did get the American Masters record on the women's side by Boston champ Desiree Linden, just 12 seconds better than Chicago champ Dina Castor's record set back here in 2015.
How do you like the sound of that? So mission accomplished, Jenny Spangler. Des Linden at age 40 met her goal.
Absolutely. That's what, as you stated, her goal was today. She executed it beautifully. And I just like, you know, we have world record, course record, another American record. We had it all today.
Yeah, something else. World record day. Chris Wehrman, you followed the lead men. You stared right in the eyes of Kelvin Kiptum. What separated him start to finish today as you start to pull back and analyze the race that took place within the race?
Well, as Kerry said, it was a blue-collar effort today. And I think one of the things that we really should appreciate is that as of yesterday, the expectation was that there were going to be three pacers, which means he was going to be able to sit and allow a lot of people to do a lot of the pulling. And that immediately went out the door. I mean, he was at mile three with one pacer and one competitor. And that's an easy time to make a decision that maybe today's not the right day. The conditions might have been perfect weather-wise and competition-wise, but without those pacers that you're relying on, your race plan can change. And he did not let that adversely affect him. Instead, what he did is he really stepped up, and as Kerry had said, he took the race and put it on his shoulders. He took control, and he managed the race the way that he needed to so that he could not only win the race, but he could smash the world record.
At age 23, Kelvin Kiptum smashed the world record. Trenier Moser, you're a five-time U.S. champion. You've been on these roads before. You've covered a number of Chicago marathons for us. How do you explain Kelvin Kiptum, or anybody, in this case Kiptum who smashed the record, having that extra gear?
He was ready. I mean, that's what his preparation coming into this. He was on a mission coming into this. he had stated that he was going after the course record. I felt like he was very humble.
Just but to ditch
that.
The Pacers 2-3 miles into the race.
Yeah.
I mean, he cost those Pacers their jobs, apparently.
He did. And because he was on a mission. Today, he knew he was going to go after that record. And nothing slowed him down. Nothing was going to stop him today. And he achieved it.
We hope to connect with the men's winner. Kelvin Kiptum joins us now, actually. Congratulations, Kelvin. You are the men's world record holder in the marathon. Thanks for joining us on the Scores broadcast coverage. How are you? What did you think of your race? We're going to connect with him in just a second. All right, mixed signals here at the finish line. But, you know, I'll probably ask him about the same question. I wonder if the 20 at age 23, guy in Kiptum who ran the fastest ever time for him, the second fastest ever time in his London debut earlier this year. I wonder, you know, the age working for him and against him, Josh Koch, which we sort of left off on that. And then Benson Kipruto and others, experience be damned. It only goes so far in this race, apparently.
Yeah, we really knew Kiptum with his lack of experience, if I can even say that, with only two marathons under his belt, he did have a personal best 2 minutes better than anyone else in the field. So when you're looking at this from a talent perspective, this guy's done things that no one has done. Not even the great Eliud Kipchoge had closed in as fast as he had on the back half of his only two marathons, Valencia and London. So when he came here, it was like talking to Kerry the other night. We were out sharing a beverage, and I was asking him what his thoughts were. And he thought, hey, this guy can come in here, and he can set the record. And even I loved the way that he did it. Sans pacemakers. It was, hey man, I'm going to put this race on my shoulders and I'm going to do this thing myself. He did it the hard way. And I do believe when Kipchoge ran that 201.09, I thought, hey, maybe a guy will run 2 hours flat, something close to it, and it's probably going to be Kipchoge. But no one else on the scene, really, in my mind, other than Bekele from Kenenisa from Ethiopia, he was aging out a little bit too. I didn't think we would see a guy like Kiptum this quick. And this guy, what he's been able to do in his three is unprecedented. I'm looking forward to what Kerry cooks up next time for this race. Will there be pacemakers for 60 flat at halfway? Can we see the sub-2-hour marathon happen here in Chicago on this course?
If it doesn't happen between now and 52 weeks from now, because it seems like, Jenny Spangler, one fast race is immediately leading to the next. They're training each other to just cut time.
Absolutely. And once one person achieves a standard like this, the next guy, the next girl is saying, hey, I can do that too. You know, it's that mental barrier.
Jen, I want to ask you to stand by. Kelvin Kiptum, the men's world record holder set in Chicago, joins us now. Hi, Kelvin. How are you? How do you feel? Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I feel so happy.
What do you think about smashing the world record and doing it here in Chicago?
I feel so good. I was well prepared. I was coming for a world record, but yeah, it has come true.
It's a dream come true, you say.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
was the most important part of the race for you? How you started, how you broke away from the pack, or how you finished? What were the most important parts of your race?
The important part of my race is towards halfway to the end. That's my important part of the race.
When you think of the time you put in today of 2 hours, 35 seconds, what comes to mind? Can you believe what you've done?
I can't believe. Maybe I was thinking to run maybe 2:01, 2:05, but 2:00.
Another moment with the champion, Kelvin Kiptum, the new world record holder. You were able to go back and take a victory lap with the Kenyan flag over your shoulders. How did that feel? And then to see Khalid Kanucci, a past world record holder, set 99 here in Chicago. What was the finish line celebration like?
The finish line celebration was like, I was very happy. I was so happy. I have nothing to say.
And how will you celebrate before heading back home?
Before going back home, I know my family back at home watching, my friends cheering. Yeah.
They've got some big hugs waiting for you. Kelvin, you've done it 2 hours, 35 seconds. What kind of message would you like to leave for the people in Chicago and here on the Score? Will you be back next year to try to break 2 hours?
Yes, next year maybe I go home, plan myself, and next year I come.
Kelvin, thanks for the time and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The world record holder in the men's marathon set just moments ago. You heard it on the score. Kelvin Kiptum, 2 hours, 35 seconds. Jenny Spangler, what do you think about what we just heard from the new record holder?
I'm still amazed. I have no words to how fast he just ran.
He sounded
a little surprised himself, but he's very relaxed, very humble, and I just feel like, what, his third marathon, what he has to look forward to?
Yeah, Josh, no words. Josh, you really nailed it in that conversation with him, asking him, teeing him up, what was the most important part of your race? He said the second half. And when we talk about the second half, we've alluded to it during this broadcast, and we talked about his close in London, where he was 59.45 on the back half there. Here in Chicago today, he was 59.47, okay? So when you talk about could we see the first sub two here in Chicago, when you start crunching these numbers, this guy just did it on the back half. Okay, 59.47. Can he go 60 flat and then come back with a 59.55? These are things, it's unprecedented. What we are seeing from him has never been done in the annals of history. Just a phenomenal performance, and we witness greatness here on this finish line stretch in front of us today.
And the score was proud for the 17th year in a row here to give you broadcast blow-by-blow coverage of the Chicago Marathon, and once again, a world record set by 23-year-old Kenyan Kelvin Kiptum, 2 hours 35 seconds. We just spoke to the men's champion. He smashed that mark by over 30 seconds, and as Josh pointed out, I'll bring you back in, Chris Wehrman, you followed the lead men, Kelvin and others, along the way. His second half marathon, the back half, under 2 hours, 59.47, it seemed to go by at a quicker clip just for us calling the race. What did it feel like being out there and then seeing this time, 59.47? How does that compute?
It doesn't compute. As I had mentioned when we were on the course, there were people running by him trying to stay with him for half a block to take pictures, and they couldn't. He was running so fast. And as I look back at the splits, you know, the prior course record was really, really fast here in Chicago at 2:03:45, and that's about a 4:45 on average split. I have in my book that when I was writing down the splits that he only had four or five miles at 4:40 or faster, or slower rather, and three of those were at 4:40. So he was in the 4:30s for almost the entire race.
Not a single split over 2:40 something likely?
4:49 was my 449? Slowest mile, and that was at mile three, and that's when they took off from the rest of the pack. He was just flying from the gun.
All right, how is he still standing? How did we just talk to him? How is he still breathing? I mean, we've seen fast, but this is the fastest of the fast, and I suppose we were just as amazed when Kenucci broke the world record in 99, but here today on the score, Kelvin Kiptum's 2 hours 35 seconds, a new world record. Any way you add it up, it's just so fast.
And it wasn't that long ago that we were talking about, oh, sub 2 hours, that's never ever going to happen. And, you know, we had the big, you know, experiment where it was just under 2 hours.
It's a manufactured race.
Absolutely.
Layers of pacers.
And now it's out there. It's believable.
So what do you think, Josh Cox? Here we've gone from, okay, can a marathon runner break 2 hours? And gosh, in Chicago, it almost happened today. But the only attempts they've done and succeeded in breaking two have been in manufactured races around racetracks, perfect conditions, or we'll wait for tomorrow, layer of pacer after pacer. And then to contrast that manufactured breaking two with the fact that Kiptum blew away his pacers in the first few miles today. He was pacing along with another racer. Breaking two is certainly going to happen on the streets in a sanctioned course sooner than later.
Yeah, we've seen it with the new shoe technology, the AlphaFly, the VaporFly, AlphaFly from
Tell
Nike.
Us a little bit more about what the shoes do, because over the last few years, they have added a little bit of a microsecond advantage to most elites.
Yeah, for sure. And Nike came out with these shoes in 2016, and we were at the U.S. Olympic trials in L.A. that year, and we saw some Nike athletes with some big shoes, and no one really knew what they were. And in the subsequent years,
This is at the point where I need to interrupt you and say that Kelvin Kiptum is able to fill them.
Those pictures.
Yes. But go ahead.
They found
the
guy.
Technology.
Well, the technology. There's two carbon plates inside. And what World Athletics, the governing body over our sport, has done is they've set in regulations, not unlike the club size of the golfers' drivers, or not unlike the aluminum bats in college, the BB Core bats. They've regulated how much you can drop from length to weight.
Yeah, major technological innovation in shoe wear.
Exactly. And you do have to set some guardrails up because you don't want people out here on pogo sticks, right? Like so you have the shoes have to be under 50 millimeters. Nike's done a great job with that, and all the other brands have as well, and they've been chasing Nike in this technology here. And you look at it, and you mentioned the manufactured attempts in Monza, Italy, and then Vienna, and the difference there, the pacemakers, we've talked so much about them today, and the lack of pacemakers for Kiptum during Eliud Kipchoge's two sub-two attempts. Every 5K, they were rolling in new pacemakers. So the rules, in order for it to be a legitimate race, the pacemakers have to start at the beginning. And that's where it's rarefied air. And that's where Kerry Pinkowski and Tracy Wilson and the staff here at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon do such a phenomenal job, because they not only take care of the front, but they're taking care of the women that want to break 225. They're taking care of the U.S. men that want to break 208. But today, up front, the most important record of all, the world record, he did it without them. And that's what made this performance so incredible. I think we can and we will see a sub-2-hour race. If not for Kiptum, I would say we're not going to see it anytime soon. But after looking what Kiptum has done, the back half in London, the 59.45, and then the 59.47 today, look, just the back halves of his last two marathons, he's gone sub-2. So I get it. They're different races, different continents, the whole thing. But if we can get another day like today, weather-wise, the conditions, Kerry's going to manufacture this thing. I mean, you might have to enlist some of these competitors as pacemakers and say, hey, we're going to guarantee you this check, because there's just not a lot of guys that can do it. There's not, Josh.
No, there's not. It's really amazing. And Trinneer Moser, you follow the lead women in this race, and congratulations to 30-year-old Safwan Hassan. All she did was smash the course record, right? It's a Trinneer. I mean, we've got a world record holder on the men's side. All Safwan did was come in at an unofficial 2:13:44. You've watched Ruth Chepngetich chew up the field on record pace time over the last couple of years. What did you make of how Safwan Hassan was able to run so fast today? I mean, it was really special.
Today was special. We knew going into it we were going to see some sort of record. So for Safwan to walk away with the course record was insane. She's essentially a rookie in the marathon.
This is 2-0 now all time.
Yeah, and it's her first year running the marathon. I mean, let's not forget, a lot of her comrades on the track, this is their break. They're done with their season, and she's still going. She only had 6 weeks after the World Champs in Budapest, where she had tripled in three events, which was already unheard of. And then she came to Chicago and dominated the Chicago streets. She is quite the athlete. I mean, that's what it comes down. She's just a very competitive athlete, and she just took some risk. She took some risk on the track, and it translated very, very well to the marathon.
Yeah, Jenny Spangler, you're a U.S. Olympian. You won a Masters at age. You've seen so many different levels of marathon running. I want to get in, because what we're talking about is the evolution of this sport. You're 60, I'm 50. We're at different age groups. We've seen it evolve from the point where a Kanuchi could set a men's record, where in a controlled race, a Kipchoge, a past Chicago champ, could break two. And here today, hearing Josh Cox say that Kelvin Kiptum's 2 hours, 35 seconds makes him feel like, yes, we will very soon see someone in an official Abbott World Marathon, major marathon, break two. What do you think about the evolution and how we came from there to here today?
It is incredible. You know, I keep talking about, you know, back in my day, I mean, I ran 2:29, and that was a very respectable time back then. Nowadays, boy, you mean you're not even looked at. And so
just to contrast real quick, 2:29, and here the course record was set today in the women's race, 2:13:44. So that's 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah,
no,
that's
25 minutes.
That's like a minute per mile.
Wow.
That they're going faster, and it's a lot of, you know, new types of training that they're figuring out. Yeah, maybe some of the shoes, but I really believe it's mental. You know, when the first person broke 4 minutes in the mile, all of a sudden everybody started breaking. Well, not everybody. A lot of people started breaking 4 minutes in the mile because they now believe that it was possible and they could do it. And everybody around here is saying, I want to do that now too, and I can do it.
Yeah, the evolution of marathon running as evidenced today is a real thing because a time of 2 hours 35 seconds set by Kelvin Kiptum is a new men's world record. And we had the fastest women's finisher ever here today, as mentioned, 30-year-old Safwan Hassan from the Netherlands. But those were only two people. A record 48,994 runners started today's race. You guys get that? Nearly 49,000 started today's race. A record of over 47,000 or so will finish today's race. It's usually about this point in the broadcast, we've talked about the average runner a lot and what they're going through and hitting the wall at 20 miles and being at the halfway mark when the winners come in, as evidenced when I did the marathon 10 years ago. They wanted to put me on the broadcast. And what do you know, Josh? How's it feel? Okay, hang on, Josh. We've got the winners coming through and I'm at the halfway mark. So we've been there. We've run and we know what it's like. We've been part of 40-something thousand on the streets of Chicago. You see it on their face. They're the ones that are doing the fundraising. Those are the husbands and the wives and the partners that are leaving you to cook dinner for the children, are putting in hours of running on the weekends. And we'd like to talk to them about them more, the average runners. But we're so fixated on what history was set here today. Josh List, Jenny Spangler, Josh Cox, Chris Wehrman, Trenier Moser. We want to catch our breath and talk a little bit about the average runner. Jenny, you've got a number of them out there today at various levels. Why don't you catch us up at the 3-hour mark since this race started? What are the goals? What is the average runner going through at this point?
Well, 3-hour barrier is huge for most everybody to break. And today, everybody's got their own personal goals. And a lot of the athletes that I coach, you know, they have full-time jobs. They have families. So they're out there doing it for themselves. And, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned the charity runners. I think we have a record amount raised for charity this year. And a lot of these runners are out there raising money for their charity. But, you know, right now, some of these athletes that maybe are still at the halfway mark, but what they're doing is they're getting energy for the crowds out there right now. Chicago has a history of wonderful support, lots of cheering, and that's where, you know, they're getting energized out
there. They're getting energized, but, you know, some runners do struggle, Josh Cox. I want to point out that there are 22 on-course medical tents, plus one at the finish line. If any runner is hospitalized, you can find out more from the American Red Cross of Greater Chicago's Reunification Services staff that can be found throughout Grant Park. So if your runner that you're cheering on today is struggling, it's just not their day, check in with the American Red Cross of Greater Chicago's Reunification Services. That staff, they can be found throughout Grant Park, you know, that big Red Cross for the Red Cross. But congratulations to those average runners who are making their way through today. Josh, so many storylines beyond the world record and course record that were set today with the average runners and those individual goals at different time marks making their way through the streets of Chicago.
Yeah, Josh, you're exactly right. And look, our focus here today up to this point in the show has been about the professional athletes, and they have a lot of sponsors, they have a lot of support. But look, everyone that we're watching, this massive humanity that's coming in and running through the line, they may not be professionals, but they do have sponsors, and it is their spouses, their family, their training partners, their coach. It takes a village to get every single one of these athletes across this line, and that's why we see the 1.7 million people out on the course. They're cheering these folks along so they can get to the finish, and that's what makes it special. It's yes, there's one athlete out on the course, but they have their training partners, they have their friends, they have their family here, and it's a moment for everyone to come together. And it's a phenomenal thing when you finish a marathon. And I encourage everyone out there, if you've never been to a marathon finish line, go there, and it'll put you in touch with every emotion you could possibly see, from tears of sadness, tears of joy, exuberance. It's it's like education. It's something, once you do it, no one can ever take it away. You're now, you start this race as a runner, you finish as a marathoner, and that's what's special.
And we're happy to share your message here on a record-setting Sunday on the Score, the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. You know, there's so much enthusiasm and energy that even when runners cross the finish line, they're doing things like getting down and doing push-ups. We're seeing all sorts of flags and colorful shoes. I like to use the description of a jar of jelly beans being spilled out across the roadway as the colorful clothes come across. 10, 5, 10, 15 finishers at a time at the 3 hour mark are now crossing. One man is struggling. Come on, Bib 14, four, who is that? Come on, get your hand off the railing. You can do it. I want to just reach out and help them. It's infectious. These are the upper echelon average runners coming in at 3 hours. The 3 hour mark is here. It's Josh List, Jenny Spangler, Josh Cox, and our experts on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The men's world record was smashed here today by Kenya's Kelvin Kiptum. And in the women's race, Safwan Hassan set a course record. It was a Swiss sweep in the chair races between Switzerland's Catherine De Bruyne and her countrymate Marcel Hoog. All right, Chris Wehrman. You are in touch as a runner yourself. You've done Chicago. The average runners are pouring across now. Some of them have anguish on their face. Some of them are smiling. Some of them can't wait to pose for that photo at the finish. How do any of them know if it's their day or not today? And when you might just have to back off the various individual strategies that the average runner might be debating and going through? What's their struggle like?
Well, sometimes you don't know until you cross the finish line. And one of the messages that I give to my athletes and really all the athletes is the marathon in and of itself is a journey. And it is so long and so grueling that you will go through a whole range of emotions during the race. You will go through a whole range of feelings during the race. You will have your second, third, fourth wind. You will have points in early in the race when you don't think you can finish. You will have times in the race when you feel like you could go much further than the 26.2. And so it's really important with the 18 weeks of training that have led up to it to really just buckle down and persevere. And with that, the athletes that we see coming by today are going to have the same types of days for them as we've seen with the course records, the world records. We're going to have personal records in the thousands today because this weather is as great for them as it is for the leaders.
That's right. Record-setting Sunday here on the Score. Not just a course record for the women, a world record for the men. But and Chris, you're an accomplished distance runner, an area coach, so you know what you're talking about. And Trenier, five-time U.S. champion. You've covered a number of marathons, including in Chicago the last few years. What is that struggle like inside the mind of an average marathon runner? You know you're not going to break 3 hours at this point. Maybe you're struggling out there. What is it like, that voice going back and forth? I know the enthusiasm sometimes on the course, you want it to quiet down. Sometimes the noise is too much. What's it like?
No, there are so many emotions, and you don't know until you get out there, but then you do have those spells that you do have doubt, and like, why am I out here? What am I doing? And it hurts, and trying to just figure out how to get through those kind of pain points. So a lot of it is just a lot of self-talk that, hey, I can do this. Hey, I've trained for this. So it's just talking to yourself constantly and just trying to get through those pain points. And then hopefully you'll run into a, like, I'm feeling good again.
Hopefully. Best case scenario. Pain points.
Okay, we're not selling this marathon very well to people that have never run. It's actually awesome.
No, it is awesome with a capital A. And how about Kiptum with a capital K? Kelvin Kiptum with a world record-setting performance today in the men's race. Our men's champion in just over 2 hours. Smashed the old mark into the women's champ, Safwan Hassan. Crushed the course record. It's been a one-of-a-kind record-setting Sunday marathon coverage here on the Score. So a lot more ahead. We're with you until 11 o'clock for experts Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox here at the finish line. I'm Josh Liss. Stick with us. So many storylines to go. We're going to catch you up on how the Americans have done after this. We're going to take a break. It's the 45th Bank of America Chicago Marathon broadcast on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Get fit this fall with the Chicago Park District, offering low-cost, in-person, and virtual programs in fitness, nutrition, and sports for all age groups, ability levels, and for families. families, as well as state-of-the-art fitness centers, pools, and athletic facilities at parks around the city. Take a class or join a team. In-person and online registration for the upcoming winter session is right around the corner. Visit ChicagoParkDistrict.com for class schedules at your local park, as well as other park locations, and for more information, ChicagoParkDistrict.com.
People come from all over for the marathon, but it seems like everyone's on their phones because they're banking with Bank of America. Take this runner over here. He's using Zelle to pay back a friend for going halvesies on a hotel room. Woo! He's going to sleep well tonight.
Bank of America's digital tools are so impressive, you just can't stop banking. What would you like the power to do? Proud sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app. Only available on select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Member FDIC.
26.2 miles will push you to the limit of what's possible to prove that at our healthiest, there's no telling how far we can go. Join Abbott as we celebrate the runners of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, one of the premier races of the Abbott World Marathon Majors. Because wherever we are on life's journey, with good health, we are unstoppable. Visit us at the Abbott booth during the race at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo, October 5th through 7th at McCormick Place.
The 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon is around the corner. If you aren't running this year, join the excitement of race weekend as a volunteer. Volunteers serve in many ways, from greeting runners at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo to supporting participants in Grant Park and along the 26.2 mile course. Be energized and inspired by joining the event volunteer team. Registration is open through Friday, September 29th. Learn more at chicagomarathon.com/volunteer. Get fit this fall with the Chicago Park District, offering low-cost, in-person, and virtual programs in fitness, nutrition, and sports for all age groups, ability levels, and for families, as well as state-of-the-art fitness centers, pools, and athletic facilities at parks around the city. Take a class or join a team. In-person and online registration for the upcoming winter session is right around the corner. Visit ChicagoParkDistrict.com for class schedules at your local park, as well as other park locations, and for more information, ChicagoParkDistrict.com.
Live to go the distance, because no matter where or how far your run takes you, the LiveWell app is there. Get easy access to vital health information, schedule a virtual visit, download healthy recipes to fuel up after your run, find calm with guided meditations, and more. The LiveWell app puts your health at your fingertips, so you can live fully, virtually, anywhere. Download the LiveWell app today. Advocate Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
And now, back to our team coverage of the 2023 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
Record-setting Sunday here at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. The 45th running had four finishes and four records set, including a smashed record in the men's world record in the men's race. Kelvin Kiptum of Kenya obliterated the mark by over 30 seconds, an unofficial 2 hours 35 seconds. Where else would you rather be on Marathon Sunday? It's Josh Liss along with my co-hosts and experts here at the finish line. We're watching dozens finish at a time, and we're on the air with you on the score until the top of the hour. One of the great sponsors of today's race is Kia, and we're happy to be joined by Regional Marketing Manager Jerry O'Sullivan with Kia. It's a record-setting day, Jerry. What are you bringing to the table, huh?
Oh, good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
It's just an honor to be here. You know, it's interesting. Kia's brand position is movement that inspires. What's more inspiring than a record-setting world record holder, just over 2 minutes and 35 seconds?
Listen, that's what you do. You're a marketer, and that's perfect. Tell us that slogan again.
Kia's position is movement that inspires. Mm-hmm. And the way we do that today is our pace cars, the EB6, led the way. We anticipate to try to have 15 different models globally by 2027 to set that mark. And I think what the marathon does, all the runners that were raising money for charities, the social responsibility and the causes that this race supports, Kia tries to do that within itself in terms of its donations. We have our organization has charitable thoughts of our own, and Our Accelerate the Good initiative since 2019 has donated over $22 million. Locally last year, between Kia and our Chicagoland and Northern Indiana dealers, donated $270,000 to Chicagoland, to the folks at Posse Foundation, as well as Opportunity Knox. So we enjoy giving back. We want to be part of the community, and I think there's no better way to represent that than to be a part of this great, great race.
It's great how you spell that all out with the charity component and how you really give back. He is a good business citizen, a good citizen in Chicagoland. And then when you were mentioning, we're talking about the fast pace here today. And don't worry, we're not on a fast pace here. We got at least a couple more questions for you here on the on our broadcast of the marathon, Jerry O'Sullivan with Kia. But the fact that those cars play a key role in this race. The tech, not what, what's the fleet of pace cars this year?
So the EV6, it's our all-electric vehicle. It with each designation, it leads the way. I had the opportunity to talk with the women's wheelchair second place finisher today at the half marathon, and she said, when they're racing and that's leading the way, it's so refreshing versus a vehicle that's powered by, you know, internal combustion.
I hadn't thought about that. That's certainly the wave in technology. We're all going to be driving, I guess, non-combustible engines in the future if we all live long enough. Today we saw a 23-year-old set a world record in the men's marathon. I hear you're a marketing manager with Kia in this region, Jerry O'Sullivan, and we appreciate your time. But how do you, in your mind, take what happened out here today with a world record being set and then course records in the other three races? How do you take that? How does that inspire you to translate it into the into your business endeavors?
Well, I think what it means is always pursuing something to be better. It's not necessarily just different for different sake, but better in terms of advancement. It was mentioned today as I was listening how soon before that 2-minute mark is broken. And that doesn't happen unless people challenge themselves, that innovative spirit that I believe Kia has, to pursue a better time, a better personal record. You mentioned it before. There's a number of people that have their sponsors, but everyone else finishing right now, their family are their sponsors. What's driving them? I mean, if they can get up and they can prepare for this race on their own with nothing other than just their personal pride involved, certainly as a manufacturer and a distributor, Kia can do its own to pull its share and try to strive to be a better, you know, citizen.
Absolutely. Well said. Yeah, great races like this don't happen without the amazing support of Kia and you, Jerry O'Sullivan, regional marketing manager. How are you going to spend the rest of this holiday race Sunday?
Well, crazy enough, I've got to get back to the suburbs and cut my grass.
Life gets in the way.
If I hadn't already, you know, taken so many steps throughout the weekend because of how everything was so laid out with the health expo, the VIP reception that the Bank of America put on Friday night. It's just a fantastic week, and you know, it's amazing because I am not a long distance runner, but this is such a fun event to be a part of.
Absolutely. It's infectious. Thanks for your time, Jerry O'Sullivan, marketing manager in the region for Kia. Great races and great events don't happen without great sponsors. It's been a record-setting day here at the Chicago Marathon. While many of the tens of thousands of average runners and the record-setting about 47,000 to 48,000 eventual finishers are out there, we can talk to you about how these records came to be. So we're going to talk it up for the rest of the hour. Jenny Spangler, we're going to get into it again. The men's world record was set here in Chicago today. It last happened in 1999. Personally, I was fortunate enough to call Khalid Kanucci's finish in 99. If you'd asked me then, would it be broken next year or the year after? Sure, why not? But it takes a special set of ingredients. Everything has to be in its place, and even the things that you can't control, like the environment and the weather, have to fall into place. So what fell into place today specifically for Kelvin Kiptum to be able to set that men's world record?
Well, definitely we keep talking about the weather. That was a huge, huge factor. But just also, you know, we had somebody to run with. I know the Pacers fell apart, but, you know, we had somebody to run with. The competition was there. We had very, very deep fields on both the elite men and elite women. And I think that set the expectation up beforehand that it was going to be a fast race. And so he had it in his mind it was going to be a fast race. He's been preparing well. So just a lot of things came together. And as, you know, runner myself, we've talked about this earlier, there's not a lot of opportunities for all three things to come together like this. So you take advantage of it.
Absolutely. Everything came together today. Josh Cox, we appreciate you being with us, adding so much depth and background to our coverage today. It's been a lot of fun. But I keep coming back to the fact that a man ran 2 hours, 35 seconds here today, and it just knocks me off my seat.
Well, truly, and we've been alluding to it all day, and you talk about the greatest of all time, Eliud Kipchoge, and what he's been able to do. And the one thing that he needed last year was that world record in a standard race, which he did in Berlin. And when you look at Kipchoge and what he's been able to do in these first races, you start to say, well, no one's ever done that before. No one, even Eliud hasn't done that before. And certainly, whenever we get into this, no one has ever done that territory, you know you're talking about a special athlete. And Kipchoge, he's still the GOAT. He's still the greatest of all time. It would be premature now to say Kipchoge's going to supplant him to be the greatest of all time, because part of what Kipchoge's done is his longevity. But these are the facts about Kipchoge. No one has ever started a career like this. He is undefeated. He's 3 for 3 coming out the gate. And the most impressive thing to me, Josh, is the way that he closes. The marathon's all about the back half of the course. Fastest times in history, every national record, course record, world record, they're always run with a negative split. That's the second half of the race being faster than the first. And when he went 59:45 in London, we all were taken back, and we were like, holy things we can't say here, because it just blew our minds. But he did the exact same thing today. And when he went off and he decided to go after 25K and he ends up closing the back half in 59:47, I mean, he is the heir apparent. It is safe to say that this is the best marathoner on the planet right now.
Chris Wehrman, you stared Kelvin Kiptum in the eyes while he was setting the men's world record in the marathon today. Must feel pretty cool to be on the broadcast for that as someone who coaches and as a runner himself. The secret ingredient for Kelvin Kiptum to get here and succeed doesn't seem to be much of a secret anymore. But now, is it sustainable? Is that ruthless go-get-it style, or however you might describe it, can he keep it up from age 23 and beyond?
That's a great question. Now, he clearly has the fearlessness that has allowed him to run as fast and aggressive as he has. You know, but with all athletes, especially marathoners and distance athletes, I mean, there's a lot of wear and tear on your body. And so you have to balance your aggressiveness in your racing with aggressiveness but also patience with your training so that you can stay healthy. And as Josh had mentioned, Kipchoge's so incredible because of his longevity. And we just don't see that often when you are pounding the way that these athletes do with the thousands upon thousands of miles a year, year after year. So hopefully what we'll see is somebody who is able to both balance his high energy and intense training, but also have the type of recovery and the patience to allow him to be around for a long time.
And recovery is the key word that I'm going to pull out of your answer there, Chris Wehrman, and turn to you, Trinier Moser. There's a new kind of pressure on Kelvin Kiptum. He's the man now. He is the world record holder. He is not going to sneak up on anybody. Everyone's been choking on his exhaust, so to speak. But so young at age 23, so successful. Where do you think and how do you think, whether it's recovery, he can actually maintain this sort of level of achievement or maybe even get better?
A lot of it, I think, even when he came on air, he alluded to it himself. He needs to go home and rest. Breaking a world record takes a lot out of you. They almost say sometimes it's like almost like getting hit by a car. It takes so much out of your body that you need to go home and get the rest. Obviously, spending time with your family does help in that. But just working back with his coaches and trainers will also, just making the plan for the next year, will he race again? The timing of his race is going to be crucial as well, and where. So a lot of it is just him obviously celebrating this moment and reveling in this amazing world record, but then figuring out what's next and being more planful so he can get after it again. Because honestly, he has set the bar very high, not just for all of the other athletes, but for himself as well.
And, you know, we've been talking about now that he's kind of got a target on his back. And I keep talking about this mental aspect to this whole marathon. And it is different now. The first two marathons he came in, no one knew what he could do. No one expected anything. So you tend to run a little bit freer. So now the expectations are placed. And now people are thinking he's the one that's going to break this two-hour mark in the marathon. So it'll be... you know, it'd be interesting to see how he handles the pressure.
Absolutely. New course record holder, women's winner, Safwan Hassan is 30. She's from the Netherlands. Oh, we don't even know if we're going to see her in the Olympics at the marathon distance, Josh Cox, or one of these shorter distances that she medaled in at the World Championships only weeks ago.
Well, I'm an agent in for my vocation. So from a business perspective, this would be the advantage for her to run on the track. She could race in the Olympics and go to Paris and do a triple, you know, something that gets her excited and really motivated, 1,500, 5,000, 10,000. Emil Zotopek, years and years ago, did the track events and the marathon. Very few have been able to balance it and do it well. Safwan is one that I wouldn't put it past her to do both the track and the marathon. I haven't looked at the schedule yet. If the women's marathon is at the end of the Paris schedule, I could definitely see her giving that a swing. The other option is, from the business perspective, is you could race on the track and then come here to Chicago and say, this is where I'm going to try and do my thing and get the six-figure appearance fee to show up. So
yeah,
there's always
top,
that.
Yeah, the appearance fee and then the prize money and what else. But, Josh, you also point out you're an agent, Josh Cox. And so when it comes to re-signing the world record holder, Kelvin Kiptum, to come back to Chicago, of course, he's got every motivation today to say that he wants to be back. He just ran 2 hours, 35 seconds. But what kind of pressure, what will be the challenge for Kerry Pinkowski to get Kiptum back in Chicago now that he's the most wanted man in the room?
He's got the Brinks truck on speed dial, I imagine, and is going to back that thing up and say, hey, we need you back, and we're going to make a run at that.
Where's Rita Cook?
Mark.
Where's the Bank of America Chicago?
That's it. Rita, where you at? Hey, I have a proposition for you.
That's right.
We need this Gary guy.
Needs you.
Exactly.
But so that's pretty simple. That's what it's going to take, and this is high stakes. This is a lot of money goes into bringing the greats here and making sure that they have the right sort of carrots, financial carrots dangling in front of them. Guys, we've only got a couple of more minutes here on our broadcast of the 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. So in just a few seconds, Jenny, final thoughts?
It's been a fast day. Weather perfect. You know, we set out with high expectations and it was delivered.
Records, records, and records. And today,
and records.
Today delivered. We had the world record. We had some course records in the push rim. We had the course record on the women's side. We had the American Masters record by Des Linden. It was an absolute perfect day. Real pleasure to be on the call.
And perfect day is the way to describe it, not only for the elite athletes, but for all the athletes that are out here. 47,000, 48,000. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And even now, as we're at the finish line at the 3.5-hour mark, a lot of smiles and a lot of people that you know are running fast times today.
And if you're in wave two, you still have a few minutes to go before 3 hours.
I just have to say, I've been following Randy Burt. He was our guy that has run every single Bank of America Chicago marathon, and he's on course to finish. So
fantastic. Hope he had his pepperoni pizza last night. Randy Burt, one of three men to run in every single Chicago marathon. Trenier, what are your thoughts on today?
It's always great to see a record, any kind of record, but a world record, course records, and then a record and number of runners as well. So it's been a great day.
Yeah, records all over the place where we're collecting records. I guess that's back in style, like they say. It's hip to collect records again. Well, it's been a really fun time to get to know Josh Cox, spend time again with Jenny Spangler, and bring in our experts who traveled the course, Chris Weirman and Trenier Moser. Many others to thank along the way here on Chicago Marathon's record-setting Sunday. How about Russ Matera, our big voice back in the studio. Thanks for your help. Ryan Porth here on the course. He's one of our big guys, assistant producer. Of course, Ryan, thanks for your help. Rich Wyatt is here spinning the dials. Great job. Brandon Fryer. Leo Step is on the helping us out. Leo's here today. Adam Studzinski. Gabe Ramirez was great on the lead vehicle. Mike Esposito, once again with us. Good time. Eric Ortiz, thank you. Nick Hobbs, Ashley Sorensen, thank you. Grace Abbott, Kerry Pinkowski, thank you. Peyton Shepkowski, Holly Petrovich, Glenn Harris, and of course the one and only executive producer, Mitch Rosen. Thank you very much. We want to congratulate the winners, the record setters, and the top finishers, and most of the everyday people still running the volunteers, and the thousands of boisterous supporters along the route. It's been a pleasure to bring you today's coverage of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, a record-setting Sunday, October 8th, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, where Safwan Hassan cracked the course record and Kelvin Kiptum set a world record. The chair winners, Catherine DeBruner and Marcel Hoog, set a record in the wheelchair race. Once again, it's Josh List. Thank you for listening to our broadcast of the 45th Bank of America Chicago Marathon. This is Sports Radio 670, The Score. The Chicago Marathon wheelchair race is off and running. They're underway at the 45th running. It's the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on The Score as Kelvin Kiptum, in just his third career marathon at age 23, is racing against the clock. He will win today's race. Kiptum in bib number two, arms swaying back and forth, pumping his chest. 2 hours, 34 seconds, a record, a world record in Chicago. It has been smashed. Kenya's Kelvin Kiptum wins the 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon in an unofficial world record time. She may want to cry, she may want to laugh, but Safwan Hassan, you are the Chicago Marathon 2023 winner and new women's course record holder at an unofficial 2:13:47. Safwan Hassan, the winner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon's 45th running. The silver bullet, in all his glory, will be first to cross. One push after the other. Oh, he's showing some exhaustion, putting a hand in the air. He's not pushing anymore. Head down. Marcel Hoog is today's champion in the men's wheelchair. And it's DeBruner who's crossing first. In an unofficial time of 1:38:44, Catherine DeBruner, the 28-year-old from Switzerland, makes it a Swiss sweep here in Chicago.